Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, Expert Insights Publishing. I am thrilled today because we have with us Jackie Lappin. Jackie's the founder of the Conscious Group of Companies, serving people and organizations that are changing the world. Among her conscious companies are Conscious Media Relations, Conscious Marketing Mastery, and Conscious and Transformational Speakers, a speaker bureau that is brand new and really exciting for authors and coaches and business people, entrepreneurs across the world. Jackie's client list is unbelievable. We've interviewed a number of these people, but it includes Joe Vitale and Hay House, a New World Library, and the list goes on. And she has made great strides in order to make these people become household names that we are very familiar with. So, Jackie, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm just thrilled to be here. And, Vicki, it's wonderful to be engaged with your community.
Fabulous. Well, I know everyone's going to get so much out of this, and even the opportunity, if you're hearing this live, to ask Jackie some really important questions that may be specific to your business. But I thought in starting, Jackie, for people who do not have the extreme pleasure and ability to know you yet, could you tell us a little bit about why speaking is so important for an author or an expert today?
Well, the truth of the matter is it's the most effective way for you to actually sell books in person. You know, there's lots of great opportunities out there in the media and social networks, but the most effective way to actually get people to purchase your books is on site in person. But it also allows you to engage people in such a way that you can get them into your community, either to opt in for something or potentially to become a coaching or other kinds of ongoing clients. So speaking is a really critical part of delivering your message and then monetizing it.
That's such an important point, and I know for myself personally, and as you know only too well, Jackie, because you've been featured at a number of our events, for just short of a decade, we've been doing live events, and before that, I never had the opportunity to meet any of our authors and coaches and entrepreneurs that we work with so closely, and it has made all the difference in the world to be able to really have that connection and be out in front in the stage and be able to really introduce people that I love, like yourself, Jackie, that I love to share their wisdom. But it has just brought an intimacy in the finest way to all of our relationships for people who attend our events. It's really an incredible thing. So I was wondering, how essential is it for a speaker to really determine what their goal or objective is in advance? Like with our events, our objective is truly to honor our authors and coaches and entrepreneurs. And we're real clear about that. Our staff is real clear about that. And I think we do a very good job. But why is that so essential in order to pull off a speaking gig successfully?
Because a speaking gig is like a pathway. And what you're doing is you're taking people down a road. And you need to know what that destination is. Is that destination just to inspire them to go out and do whatever, to be their best? Is that destination to get them into your community? Is that destination an opportunity to continue further education with them? So when you get down to writing your speech, that speech, you're going to embed your intention into that speech, and you're going to bring them along where you want to take them. So it's like anything else. And I was just telling somebody the other day who had a book that before you start your marketing campaign, before you structure what you have for your platform, you really have to have a game plan. Where are you going and why are you going there? And then what are the tools to create the methodology to get there? So first and foremost is a plan. What is the plan and where are we going? And then more than that, you also need to know who's the audience. Because if you don't identify who the audience is, then you could be talking to people that really aren't going to follow the plan that you want, that that's not relevant to. So you first have to figure out what your plan is, then you have to figure out who your audience is, and when you create your speech, you address both of those things.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And exactly how should a speaker define their audience?
Well, I think you first have to look at who you are and who you resonate with, because most of the time when you're speaking to an audience, you're trying to get them to see themselves in you. If you're going to motivate them and move them, they have to identify with the speaker. So if you're a 45-year-old man and you're really trying to drive sales, then you don't want to be talking to an audience of women who are largely focusing on motherhood and how to get through the day. So you really have to make sure that the people resonate with you, they resonate with the message that you're trying to deliver, and then you have to start getting more granular than that. You know, how old are they? Where do they play? What do they do? You know, what are their concerns in life? That's the big one. What are their concerns in life? And can you be a solution for their concerns? So it has to be a match. And once you can identify who those people are, then you look at where they hang out. And so, for example, you know, you're going to go to certain kinds of conferences or events and pitch yourself based on where these people actually spend their time and the way they like to get their information. You know, some people are really driven by social media, and they aren't face-to-face people. But if you're doing speaking engagements, you have to be with people who are willing to sit for time to listen to you, either there or in a workshop. So, and it tends to be that the younger people today tend to be more isolated in their social media bubble, whereas people who are getting up into their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, these are the people that are looking for transformation. They're looking for change. They're looking for something new. They're looking for the next step. Those people still are going to events, and Lord knows what we're going to do with the younger generation when they get along to this age, because they, you know, they won't have been trained to do the to go to speaking engagements and events like we have.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I hadn't even thought about that. You know, there's a real difference in the age gap there and the way people gather their knowledge and information, isn't it?
Well, and the most likely scenario is that those people are going to be getting their content online, with you basically doing your speech not to a room full of people, but directly to them via video and streaming and all kinds of other things.
Yeah, so it'll go more the technology route you predict in the future than live engagements. But we've got some time going before that happens.
that's a lot of years down the line, but the content is still going to be, you know, narrowed and directed to that audience.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a really important point you make. And, you know, you put a lot of emphasis just, you know, a little while ago about establishing goals and objectives and so forth. What are some of the specific preparations that a speaker needs to do before they start reaching out for engagement?
Well, there are some important tools that you need to have. For example, you really need to have a powerful website that's doing the trick that it should really drive people to, you know, when a speaker booker is going to look at you after they've been solicited by you or about you, it's got to be a strong website that's going to reflect well on you. The second thing that you really have to do is you need to have a powerful one sheet. That's really critical. Because, you know, and here's what's interesting about the one sheet. It can't just be your bio. It just can't be about you. It's got to be about them. What is it that you're bringing to them that's going to do to change their lives? It's the old what's in it for me syndrome. So we have written all of the one sheets that we do for our clients in a way that immediately says, here's the benefit that your audience is going to get from this. Now, here's why. Here's who this person is and why they're so important to you. So it's really critical that you have a well-put-together sell sheet. And really think out your bio. They don't need to know everything about you, but they need to know the most salient and important facts. And what the things that we put on a sell sheet also are testimonials of what people have said about you in the past. And we also put a 3 or 4 individual little speaking presentations. What are the presentations you do? And then 2 or 3 little bullet points illuminating what kind of content they're going to get in that presentation. You have to have a really good photo, you know, not something that's from 10 years back. It needs to reflect who you are today. This is not like a dating service, and, you know, you want to pass yourself off because the minute you walk in the room, they're going to know that it's not the person that they were hiring. So it's got to be a really good photo that makes sense. And, you know, and that list of topics and description, it's got to be really well thought out, directed, and appealing. You know, what's topical? What's important? What does this audience need to know? You know, your standard sell sheet may have 3 or 4 specifics, but if you're talking to specific targeted audiences and vertical kinds of companies, you may even want to get more granular about, you know, changing those or refocusing the presentations that you're going to be doing. You want to have high-quality video. This is the thing that we're finding that's missing by most speakers, and not video of you talking to the camera. This is you presenting. They want to see what you're like and how you engage with the audience. So the next time you do speaking engagement, I highly encourage you to spend the money to have somebody record it for you and edit down to a few real key moments so that it can go in your presentation, on your presentation, however you do it. With our company, Conscious and Transformational Speakers, there is a specific place on the client profile where we put those videos, and we're always begging people to say, please, go out and get this done so it puts you in the best light. But everybody has said that that's really critical today. So, you know, we encourage you guys to do that.
Yeah, it's a really, really great point. And we actually, last year, had incredible ability to engage a super videographer who is responsible for production of all kinds of wonderful audio video for Barbara Streisand and David Foster. The list goes on and on and on. And we do this at our event, the IPPI Awards, so that the authors, when they get up on stage, they have a few minutes to accept their award and talk about it. And it's really high-quality video, and I think it's a really important gift for us to give to them because it's so critical. And I find that with our magazines and our books and their various different interviews we do, finding really good video, as you say, in an electronic press kit or whatever, it's really hard to find.
Well, and we're actually going to be putting a resource page on our website on Conscious and Transformational Speakers so that people can come and grab people who can do that. And I'm looking forward to getting a number of video purveyors there around the country so that people will have an easy time finding the resources that they need to help them do that.
That's great. And, you know, it speaks to your spirit of generosity in everything you do, Jackie. So thank you so much. And we'll be sure that everyone toward the end of the call gets information on how to access what you have there now and what's coming up for sure. So what about the presentation itself? I mean, you have presented at a few of our events and you are amazing. And I know that you share that knowledge with a lot of your clients. So what should that look like? What are some of the elements a speaker should include in that?
Okay. So if you're going to be doing especially like a 1 hour or a 90-minute speech, here are the things that you really need to have. You need to be able to touch on your personal, authentic story and how you came to teach this work. Usually that's part of the transformation because you wouldn't be here if you hadn't gone through something that got you to this place. But usually there's a backstory that's dramatic and you want to make it dramatic. You want to establish what your expertise is, how you became an expert in this field, what your credentials are, to establish for them that you are the teacher that they want to continue with or that they should listen closely because you have so much to offer them. You need to explain what the need is. Why are you addressing this topic and what is the problem? You know, again, this is all about identifying what it is that's missing in their lives and that you can fulfill for them. So you need to address that. You have to paint a picture that makes your audience identify what is missing in their lives and in their knowledge. They have to be able to figure out, oh, you know, he or she is right. That is a hole in my life. I need to fill that. a really important factor is, can your speech make them feel something? Because, you know, there's a wonderful old saying that it's not so much what your words say, it's how you make them feel that's memorable. That's what sticks with them. And that's what will anchor the presentation in their soul and in their minds. And have you made the case that your information and guidance is the solution to a problem? So you've established the problem, you've made them feel there's an absence in their life, you've made them feel that they need this, and then, you know, then you make the case for that your information and guidance is that solution. Then have you imparted this with compassion, wisdom, humor, clarity, dynamism? You know, what's your delivery? How are you making it exciting and powerful? And one of the key elements that I really think is absolutely imperative is confidence. You have to come to the stage confidently. And we can talk a little bit more about that if you'd like, but that's a really important, because if you're not confident, they're not going to be confident about you. Have you engaged the audience in acknowledgments, exercises, questions? Now, it drives me crazy when somebody constantly asks for reinforcement from the audience, but it is at least good to do it one or two times through your speech. You know, is this something you feel? Have you experienced this yourself in your life? How many of you done this? You know, one or two, but I would say don't overdo it. But one or two is a way to get them involved, but there are other ways to get them involved, exercises, little duopolies with the person sitting next to them, et cetera. So you want to have something that is interactive if possible. And if you're offering further education, have you worked and tested your ability to enroll people gracefully as an invitation and not a sales pitch? Most people in our world really hate selling and being sold. So you're not really selling them. You're inviting them. You're offering them. You encourage them. You make this available to them, but you've seeded your speech with enough reasons for them to say yes throughout the program that your pitch has come across as gracious and welcoming as opposed to a hammer. So those are the key elements, I think, in a presentation.
Yeah, I think that that's really important. I really love the fact that you mentioned the last piece. You know, everyone feels that being sold from stage, like you say, if it's really obvious, it's not appealing. What we try to do, like in our events, is introduce our speakers as numerous ways to get to know them. And, you know, our speakers donate free gifts, as you know, only to Well Jackie. You know, a virtual gifts that people, you know, can access them with. Of course, they're going to be there with them in person. Most of our speakers stay the whole entire day, so there's a lot of interaction and possibility with speakers. They're not just on the stage and off the stage and gone. And then, you know, if there are also some further education opportunities, that's there too, but it's not the bulk of what is happening with the event. And I think that that's really, really important to keep in mind in that delivery, really important. We have that expectation of our speakers, and I'm just so glad you brought that up. But, you know, it's something I would love to have you maybe elaborate on a little bit is the confidence issue, mm-hmm. because I know a lot of people, and I mean, for years this was true with me because I was used to speaking to smaller groups and so forth when I was coaching with Fortune 500 companies. Getting up on stage was new to me at one point, and it was new to me later in my life. And there's a certain fear attached to the word speaking.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's also a thing called act as if. So even if you're not confident, you get up there and act as if you are confident. Because that is so imperative that the audience feel that they're in masterful hands. So here are some of the ways that you can get confident. And that is know your material. Practice and practice, and one of the things I discovered is on my last book, Practical Conscious Creation, I did 100 radio interviews, and the radio content that I was doing was virtually the same content that I do in a speech and a presentation. So by the time I'd done it 100 times, you can bet that by the time I delivered it in a speech, I had it down, and it was the best speech that I have ever done because I was, by this time, it was natural. It was second nature to me. So go in prepared, knowing your material, feeling comfortable with it. So, and you don't have to memorize every line. You just kind of have to know the roadmap, where you're headed, and be able to make sure that you are on point as you go through. You want to breathe beforehand. Get into the zone. The great Barbara DeAngelis, to the speaking program that I was able to be part of that I really loved, And she gave a little hint that really has been the hallmark of my speaking as I go about doing presentations. The first thing that I do is I connect into that divine source. I pull that down into me from above. Then I connect to the audience, and I do this mentally before I actually get on stage. My heart to the heart of the audience. So the energy comes down through me, through my heart, out to the audience, into their heart, and then back up again. It's like a horseshoe. And when you do that, it always astounds me how much better the presentation is. So I strongly recommend doing that wonderful three-way connection between you and the higher power in the audience. Invoke, you know, an intention and a connection to have it sail, have it be beautiful. You want to visualize a fantastic presentation. Create it in your consciousness before you step on the stage. Know that it's just going to be absolutely fantastic. You know, I mean, my books are all on conscious creation. So I was putting on an event this weekend. I was concerned that there were some issues that could be a little bumpy. So before I ever went, I just visualized a beautiful and perfect day and everything going well. And let me tell you, that's exactly the way it did. So I'm a firm believer that that helps make you confident on stage, knowing that you have that beautiful wind in your sails and that you are supported. And then love your audience, and they will love you back. You know, spend that love out into the audience, and it'll come back to you as well. And smile. That is a big one. Your confidence has to come from inside so that you feel like you are helping, supporting, being in a contributory relationship with somebody. Doesn't that make you feel good? If it does, you should be smiling out there, because it's going to be really a boost for them, and it's going to be a boost for yourself as well. So those are just some of the ways to get confident. And, of course, you know, if you have some concerns, if your story isn't as developed as you want, if things aren't rolling and easy for you, there is lots of coaching. There are lots of people out there, and many of those are actually going to be on our resource page by the end of this week. So, you know, if you don't feel you can get past that confidence barrier by yourself, then there's lots of people that can help you do it.
I love that, and you shared this with me years ago. And the way I broke it down for myself was, I feel like there's two ways of being, and that's either internally focused or externally focused. And if you're focused on, as you were saying, this gift of your message to the audience, they will receive it. Because if you're focused on that, you're not going to be focused on your nervousness or what's happening with you. You're going to be totally focused on that message going out as a gift to them, because it's important.
Think of it as a service. As when you're on stage, you are in service to the audience. And when you feel that you are directed toward a purpose, a greater purpose than yourself, it always makes things go better.
Beautifully stated, Jackie. Just beautiful. So I was wondering, I thought maybe we would just take a real quick break here, and Jackie has much more to share, but I'd love to see if anyone out there has any questions. Sometimes we get lots of questions, and sometimes our audience is a little quieter. I have to tell you that Jackie is really, really hard to access normally, especially in this kind of venue. So make yourself an advantage of this time with her. So please unmute by *6, and if anyone has any questions, let's start.
Hello there. This is Rachel Heslin. I just wanted to say I love that three-way heart connection, because it's not that you're doing something to an audience, but what makes a presentation really powerful is that dynamic connection. It's like there's a synergy that becomes so much more than just standing on a stage saying a bunch of words. So being able to tap into that flow and become part of the process with the audience, with something bigger, I just find that incredibly inspiring. So thank you very much for sharing it.
Thank you. Well, and as you saw, I give credit where credit is due. That's Barbara DeAngelis, so, who is a brilliant speaker and a former Toastmaster Speaker of the Year. And interestingly enough about Barbara, so those of you who are concerned about your presentation, this is one of the greatest motivational speakers in America. She uses note cards on stage. She does not speak extemporaneously. Interestingly enough, I mean, much of it is extemporaneous, but she is going through the notes that she has on her cards as she's talking to you.
That is such a good point. And making that happen seems to have been no problem for her using that method.
Yeah, so I mean, you can do what is within your style, and it doesn't have to be what you traditionally have experienced. I personally love to speak using a PowerPoint, just simply because it keeps me on track, and I don't have to sit and work from notes. I just look up or look down, whatever the footers, and just say, okay, here we're going next. And it basically provides a guide path that I can stay on easily. So I can either do my motivational kind of thing, my energy thing that I don't need a presentation for, but when I'm doing this kind of content, when I'm doing actual teaching, it's so much better to have a PowerPoint just so I can stay with it and the crowd can stay with it. And one of the things that I do is I tell everybody right up front, I want you listening to me. So you can take notes if you want, but I am more than happy to give you a copy of this presentation afterward so that you can just focus on the content. And that makes it a lot easier for people that are in workshop settings.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is really fantastic. So did anyone else have a question at this point for Jackie before we move on? No, no more questions? Okay. If everyone would, again, mute by star six. I have some other things I can't wait to delve in here with Jackie on. So when you first get started, what kind of engagements do you recommend people go after?
Many of the speakers that we deal with are people who have a message of some kind of transformation. And there's a whole market of people, of organizations that really serve that, and that's New Thought Churches, and if you're an author, Mind, Body, Spirit, or independent bookstores, Whole Foods, for example, if you're doing food or conscious living kind of content. But then, you know, and that's kind of like we call the conscious community, and yoga centers, those kinds of places. But then, for example, there's also women's organizations. There's a ton of women's organizations out there. And there are a lot of health and wellness centers will do speaking engagements and offer speakers to their communities. There are civic organizations, certainly, you know, fraternal organizations or chambers of commerce or networking organizations where you can also do presentations. So that's a really good place. And, of course, you know, if you're just trying to sort of spread your wings, Toastmasters is a great opportunity because you're just learning and testing and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And, of course, they understand the process. So they're not going to be particularly judgmental except in a helpful way. So those are all great places to get started. But the understanding that in the early part of your speaking, you're highly unlikely to get paid for it unless you're doing a workshop, which, in fact, sometimes you can do a workshop at a venue and you share the revenue. It's usually a 50-50 split or something like that. But by and large, you have to pay your dues, you know, in the beginning before you're really ready for a paid speaking engagement. Oh, by the way, expos is another good place to do that, lifestyle expos. But when you start getting paid for your speaking engagements, you also have to look at making sure that the speech that you're doing is really geared toward a more deliberate audience that is going to be looking for real content value out of what you're doing, and it's got to apply to what they, for example, if you're going to be talking to a corporation or an association or a university, then you really have to have the speech that applies to that. You know, for example, if you're doing really kind of, as we love to say amongst those of us in this genre, the woo-woo content, you know, it doesn't fly in that environment. You're going to have to recouch it, reposition it, and do something different that is much more akin to things like relaxation and stress relief. And while they're talking about meditation and some of those other things, you can go further than you ever could before, but you still can't go all the way too far out there. It's got to stay within the context of what they're comfortable with. So, you know, when you're looking to jump into the paid speaking engagements, then you really have to have the kinds of presentation that is going to work for that environment.
You know, it's really interesting because when we started developing live events, we decided early on that we would pay no speaking engagements regardless of who it was, because we wanted to keep the attendees at an affordable or comp rate, especially for our authors. Our published authors are always comp to our events and so forth. And so we set that up, and it's been amazing the speakers we've had. We've had Michael Gerber, we've had Marsha Weider, we've had James Malinchuk. I mean, the list just goes on and on. We have had you, Jackie, come to share your message because people believed in the intent of that. And that was really our intent, and not providing a speaker paid engagement. So I appreciate that, because I think that it's not just beginners that do free speaking engagements. Many times there are people, if they believe in your cause, they believe in your message, and they believe in your intent, that will speak free, that have blown my mind, honestly. I'm going, you've got to be kidding. They've traveled from all over the world sometimes to speak 20 minutes for us.
Well, and let's be real honest here. The benefit to them is many times that they're going to be offering a program or a project that they want to enroll you in. And they're more than willing to speak for free for an opportunity to speak to a wide audience that might very well be aligned with whatever it is that they're offering. So, and that's something that you can do as a strategy as well. There are many multi-speaker events that if they're in your topic sector, that you share the same target market, the same potential buyer, then in fact you might position yourself to again speak freely, but you know, you get potential benefit out of it if you are effective at bringing people in and enrolling them in your programs.
Yeah, that's really great. And as you spoke to it earlier, there's a lot of different ways to enroll where you're actually giving them a gift with spending time with you and your knowledge, as opposed to overselling and make it really obvious. And you covered that earlier so beautifully. So how do you find speaker opportunities and speaker bookers?
Well, and that's a very good question. You know, the first thing you need to do is identify what are the kinds of organizations that you want to go after. And then you actually start looking in the geographical area that you want to be in interest. And there are organizations where you can buy lists if you want, but they're not inexpensive. And, you know, a lot of times it's overkill because you only need a small region. And, you know, these lists are vast and they're thousands of dollars. Speaker service like ours, you know, we've gone ahead and purchased those kinds of lists so that we can have a database. We've also downloaded specific information. We've also compiled certain kinds of information so that we have it at our fingertips. But if you're building your own, then you need to, you know, do the kinds of research. Obviously, the web is a fantastic way to search out the different kinds of organizations that you're looking for. A few couple of keywords, and you're going to find them, you know, target the ones that you want. But, you know, you just keep an eye out for things. One of the things that we do is we get a lot of solicitations of events and programs that are coming up. And I just log those in and say, oh, next year we're going to book somebody at this. Next year we're going to book somebody at this. So keep your eye out for them, and you're going to see places and coordinators that, you know, potentially you could go back to next year. It may be too late for this year. But the other thing is you can just get on the Internet. Let's say you're looking for women's conferences and Google women's conferences in California, as we recently did. You know, simple keywords will get you to the places that you want to go to.
That is so important. And I really love this because when I was decades ago in my 20s developing my ad agency, we had to pay for every bit of research that was done for our clients. I mean, it's just incredible now. As you say, there is so much available. And of course, actually entertaining a speaker's bureau is important too, because it can make a whole lot of difference in what happens with your speaking career. But there is so much available now, and it's totally free. It just blows my mind, actually.
Well, and there's a couple of places that you can actually sign up that you can get, you know, a kind of exposure and get leads. And those are Women's Speaker Association and eSpeakers.
Fabulous. Thank you for those resources. That's phenomenal. So how do you know when you're ready for paid engagements? And what is the expectation in terms of fees?
Well, I think when you're talking about really paid engagements, you have to have done, I would say, a good year's worth of speaking to be really honed your style, your presentation. You know what works, you know what doesn't work, and what you've had to jettison. You've seen a lot of other speakers. A great way to do that is go to the National Speakers Association and join that organization. And to the point when you are really comfortable on stage and you know that your message is one that will work in the paid marketplace. You know, you can look at, see what other people are doing so you can get an idea of the kinds of speeches in your own genre, what other people are doing. But, you know, you really need to have the sense of experience You must have the credentials, because one of the things they're going to say is, where have you spoken before? And it really helps greatly when you can say you've spoken in some prominent locations. These are all things that you should have all in place and aligned, and a very powerful one sheet before you step out onto the paid stage and begin looking for those kinds of things. You know, you don't start out and think, okay, I'm ready for the big time. I just want to go do this. You need to pay your dues a bit before you get there.
In terms of fees, what are normal fees that you can expect?
Well, in the beginning, you're really only looking at maybe, you know, $1,500, $2,500. That's going to be your starter. And once you've got more established, you can be looking at the $2,500 to $5,000 range. And then once you've really been able to amass a goodly number of engagements, then you're looking at the $10,000 to $20,000. But that's way up there. And many people don't ever get to that point because they are, you know, there are a lot of factors go into why somebody would get to the point of being a $10,000 or $20,000 speaker.
Yeah, and you know, someone shared this with me, Jackie. I think it may have been you, but that people do not have a speaking budget. Many times they have a budget to buy like informational products or books or education. They may not have a budget for a speaker, but they have a budget to buy your books and supply all of the audience with the books, and that becomes your speaker fee. And I thought that that was so creative, and I just wanted to share that.
Well, and sometimes people can also, organizations can get a sponsor. If you can go to them and say, look, you know that there's other people out there that might benefit from this experience, you might want to see if you can get a sponsor. I think one of the things that we haven't looked at is books and selling at the back of the room.
Yes, let's talk about that.
The first thing is, if you are a self-published author, you need to make sure that you have a very good stock of books when you walk in that door. You don't want to schedule something so tight to the publication of your book that if there's a delay, you're not going to have books on site. So you really need to make sure that you've got plenty of books on hand. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody in the room is going to buy your book. Do not even go to that fantasy unless it's pre-sold. But you just really want to have enough, and you want to be able to look at what the mechanics of selling that book are. Are they going to provide somebody to take money for you? Or do you need to bring somebody with you? And one of the nice things is today's technology. There is a very, very simple technology, and there are two or three that are doing it now, but we like the square, where you put the little kind of square, I don't know what you call it, apparatus on your phone, and you download the app, and you pre-put in your book, the price. You can also put in the tax based on where you're going to be presenting, and then you swipe credit cards, and you just do, in two little push buttons, you have sold the book, and you get through, and the next person is in line. So package things as best you can so that, you know, you're not having to take one of these, one of these, one of these, and one of these. Right there at the front, you have a package of these three items and another package of only two items. You know what those prices are. You've already got them in the square. So it's zap and they're done. Hand them their little packet and they go. So, you know, make sure that you are prepared for that. You can find the most easy technological solution. If there's cash involved, you have a cash box that if there's somebody from the organization that's going to take the money, they don't have to be dipping through pockets to try to find cash to fill your box. Make sure you got coinage and everything else. And determine, you know, if you're going to be taking taxes on site, I find that the best thing to do is just round it off. What's the closest, you know, so you don't have to go through a lot of coinage if you can avoid it. So most people don't mind. They'd say, okay, it's $19.95 with the tax. You know, just make it $20 to have them hand you the $20 bill.
Yeah, really good point. And thank you for sharing that about the square, because it's great to know that there's technology out there that can do that for you. We still a lot of times use NCR forms because we get so flooded. It's hard to process everything through, you know, on the iPhone. But I think that's a really great point.
And that's not the only one. I saw a different one this weekend. It's a little triangle, and I think it's PayPal. So, you know, there's lots of options out there.
Fabulous. Thanks so much. So tell us a little bit about Speakers Bureaus, because I know you're really dedicated to helping speakers in this area.
Well, you know, what we found is that there are a lot of speakers bureaus out there, and many of them actually, the traditional model is that they take money off of the commission that they get from their speakers. But the end result is that the speakers that they actually put any effort into booking are the big paying ones, because that's where they make their money, and that's how they can support their staff. And the result is that those people that are not all that established, that are just beginning in their careers, are largely ignored or forgotten. They may be taken into the bureau, if at all, because a lot of times spiritual self-help topics doesn't, you know, they're looking for things that are more corporate-y, you know. But even so, you get forgotten and ignored when there's speaker bureaus. So we set out to champion and advocate for everybody else. And so we created Conscious and Transformational Speakers, specifically to bring together the speakers that are life-changing. And that is also for a corporate message or any other kind of message. But the point is that the author speaker has to be delivering a message of empowerment, of consciousness, of, you know, better life, conscious living, you know, something along those lines. It's sustainability, whatever it might be. And in doing so, we really know our market, and so we decided to sort of separated out, and we really have one level that's exclusively designed to serve people who are in this specialty area that are either just beginning, their programs have plateaued, and they don't need a corporate audience. That's not their market. They really want to reach an emerging consumer who's hungry for this kind of content. And so we call that the Conscious Community Connections, even though it's, you know, it might be civic and women's organizations and all kinds of other things. And that's just carved out. And in order to be able to advocate and really dedicate ourselves to finding bookings for those people, what we are doing is charging a monthly fee. And that fee for our level one program is $1,250 a month, and we recommend that you do it for at least 4 months so that we can have a significant impact for you. And that's really important. We're going to be out finding those engagements for you and making the path for you in ways that will suit your needs. We've got people who want to be in Phoenix 1 month and Austin the next month and Boston the following month. And we're also doing book tours as part of this promotion. So we're setting up, you know, a book tour, because a lot of times publishers don't even want to do them today. You know, they're expensive, but you might already be heading in a certain direction. Or, for example, we just work with Lisa Garr, the host of the Aware Show here in Southern California. It's the largest consciousness show. She's got a brand new book out. We've set up 8 venues for her in Southern California. And they're not only just, you know, the ones that are traditional. There's a lot of pocket kinds of organizations that really are interested in the kind of content she delivers. For example, an organization that's interested in near-death experiences, just to give you an idea. So we archive all of those kinds of organizations. And so for those people who want to step up and do the paid, and they're looking exclusively for paid engagements, then we charge $2,000 a month, and our goal is to get at me back over the course of the time that you're with us, and more so, so that you're in the plus column. But we want to be able to really pursue those for you, and those paid engagements are much more challenging to find and to secure. So, and that's for those people that we're doing full-time representation. We are out there on your behalf. But not everybody can afford that. Not everybody really wants full-time representation. So we created another option. And that is a showcase for transformational speakers and performers, where you can list yourself on this showcase. It gives you a beautiful little profile. And we're going to be driving all the New Thought church leaders and bookstores and all these different women's organizations directly to the site to find their next speakers. And that is called Luminary Voices, and it's only $250 a year. So that one's only $250 a year, and it makes it really easy for us to be able to have something for everybody at different level to be able to serve them in the best way possible within their affordability. So, and we're very excited. We've got a ton of clients already in the door. They're really loving what we've got. I'm getting ready to put up our raving testimonials. And then, of course, I talked about the fact that we're going to have a resource page there for people to come and secure ways for them to be more effective speakers and to get the resources they need to back them up when they are out on the speaking platform as they're traveling around. So Those are things that we're very excited about. We kind of created a niche in the market that nobody else has. You know, we love the conscious and transformational speakers that are out there trying to change the world in positive ways, and we really wanted to give them a venue to do that. And it's kind of an extension of our public relations agency, Conscious Media Relations, which serves the same market. And this came about because everybody kept saying, can you get us bookings, can you get us bookings? And we finally realized that the universe was knocking on our door, and there was a big demand out there. And so we basically are now serving that demand.
That is so wonderful, Jackie. And I love the fact that you are providing all kinds of resources that are free in addition to different steps of representation so that people can participate in any way they feel comfortable at any part or stage of their speaking career. So again, speaks to your generosity. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Can you give your website one more time to just make sure everyone got it?
Absolutely. ConsciousAndTransformationalSpeakers.com, and that is the and is spelled out, ConsciousAndTransformationalSpeakers.com. And you can get to LuminaryVoices.com from there and look at all the different venues, or you can go straight to Luminary Voices directly. So both of those are our two key websites.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call today. And know that if you go to GetEI.com, G-E-T-E-I.com, you'll find out all about our award-winning magazines and best-selling books and our communities, including RightAwayRightNow.com and our broadcasts. So, Jackie, thank you again for being with us.
Oh, it was a pleasure, as always, Vicki. Thank you so much, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing in the world.
Oh, thank you, too. And again, thank you, everyone, for being with us.